Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is the sixth day of November, and it happens to be Friday. And we've got a special episode for you good listeners out there today. We are going to be talking about drones. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson, and it's another great day for Atlanta Business Radio. We have two fabulous guests in studio today. We have Chris and Kevin, both representing the expo coming up here real soon, which is going to be the F3 Expo next week at the Georgia Dome and Georgia World Congress Center. For more information about that, please go to F3Expo.com for the agenda and how to get tickets and everything. So look for that website out there. So Chris, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. So let's start with drones. That's a hot topic these days. It's in the news. It's kind of a buzzword. We'll start with you, Chris. How would you explain drones to the basic listener out there?
That's a very complex question because it's so nuanced. There's so many subtleties, so many layers going on right now. We're talking about the consumer level of drones.
Okay.
So we're talking about toys. We're talking about military industrial.
Right.
We're talking about commercial uses for aerial photography, real estate photography, agricultural. So basically, so many aspects of this technology are happening right now all at once. It's very fascinating.
Right. It's sort of like saying planes. I mean, there's so many varieties and usage. So drones is kind of just a big umbrella word. But let's talk about the expo coming up. What kind of drones are we going to be featuring there?
Well, the theme and thrust of the expo, the F3 Expo, is we saw that, you know, there are a lot of conventions going on that are based around more of the industrial side. This is for the consumers. This is for the beginners, a lot of people who are into the recreational use, sports usage. We do races. We're featuring some of the top pilots in the world who are converging here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Freestyle demonstrations, educational panels. What else, Kevin?
We're going to be talking about ways to fly your drone safely, educational processes of how to build these, how to get involved, maybe where a good entry point for your average consumer would be. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting and lots of educational opportunities.
So it's for people who want to get into the hobby industry. Some people may be more professional usage and just overall to be around like-minded individuals, networking, experiencing drones as a whole.
Right. And so it's really based around the culture and the lifestyle that's developing now around the technology. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, bringing people from all ages, all backgrounds into the fold here, sort of. Again, because dealing with this technology is so fascinating from so many different levels. Again, what Kevin said about the hands-on DIY part of this. You get kids coming in who may be in STEM programs or STEAM programs, learning how to build their own drones, you know, learning how to solder, electronics. That, of course, bridges into, hey, well, you're going to build a robot that's flying.
Yeah.
That you're using video goggles with augmented reality. You're programming these things with a computer. So many different aspects of this.
Right.
You're learning about the structural integrity and ways that you can make them stronger. And, well, hey, this one failed at this point. So what can I do to improve that? So it's all aspects of engineering. You've got your mechanical, electrical, software engineering. There's so many different angles that you can approach this from.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so many layers, as you mentioned, and technologies as well that all go into this. But let's start with Kevin. First of all, when was your first exposure to drones and what got you initially so interested in this, industry?
Okay, well, for me personally, I've always been fascinated with flight. I think I took my first flight lesson in a full-scale aircraft when I was about 8 years old. And my dad and me flew RC aircraft together. And I went on to make a full career out of it. I work today as an airline pilot.
Oh, you do?
Based out of Atlanta. Yeah,
okay.
I do. And about a year ago, I started getting back into RC model aircraft. And I kind of saw what's called first-person view, where you're flying it wearing goggles and by that reference. So it's like you're in the aircraft. And I was fascinated by that. And then I saw some of the top freestyle pilots and the racing that was happening and how fast they were going and how exciting and to be flying amongst the trees and through empty buildings in ways that you just can't do in full scale full-scale aircraft, because, you know, you're endangering yourself because if you crash. But with this, you get to do a lot more exciting things. And so that's really what drew me in.
All right. And what about you, Chris? When did you get first exposed to drones, and what inspired you to stay with it?
I kind of came from a similar background. I started taking flying lessons when I was really young, hung around airports in the summertime, did odd jobs at the airport, got my pilot's license, always had a very, very strong passion for aviation. Anywhere I could get into aviation, I was there. But I didn't make a career out of it, so it's always been a hobby for me and a sport. The way that the technology has now come along right now with the video goggles, the first person view, and how kind of cheaply the technology has gotten, it's kind of democratized the magic of flight for everybody. And it's kind of hard to explain this verbally. When you see it, it makes sense how we fly these things. But anyone can fly now.
Yeah.
In your backyard.
Right. But, you know, there is still a little bit of a stigma to this in the general public, that people are afraid of them. Are they afraid of the technology? Or are they afraid of, you know, that it's just such an open kind of space now that anything goes? I mean, in your opinion, why are so many people resistant to accepting this technology?
I don't think people are as resistant. It's very rare when we're out flying that you run into someone with a negative reaction. For the most part, people react very positively, starting with curiosity, like, hey, what's that? How he's wearing those goggles. Does he see what it sees? And it's like, yeah, do you want to see? And you throw a pair of goggles on, and they almost always think it's really cool. There is a lot of misconception about people spying, and it's not about that. These things fly. They're very loud. You would know if it was around, and if it's far enough away that you can't hear it, then it probably can't even see you.
Right.
So, and once people put on the goggles and realize that what it's actually built for, most of those misconceptions fade away, and they're just enamored and like, how can I start?
Right. A fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Until they get, you know, kind of exposed to it, educated a little bit, then they embrace the technology and where it may be going. My experience with drones is a military background. I was in the Army, and so we use a lot of those over in the Middle East, everything from the little spying ones to the ones that fly up really high and are the size of a small aircraft and can drop munitions.
Yes.
And so they are a great asset for the military, but some of that technology is now carrying over into the civilian market, and you're seeing people adopt some of these technologies. So, and also was at the park just a few weeks ago, and there was a guy flying a drone around, and he had a dozen people around him all asking him, hey, man, what's this? How'd you get this? Where it's very cool. So you're right. It drew a natural attention from the general public out there. So.
It's almost a problem. You go somewhere, and you're just trying to fly and maybe film and, like, have a good time, and then you end up spending all day talking to people and educating them, which it's great, but sometimes you just want to fly.
Right.
Well, that's part of the reason why we're doing the expo, too, is because the educational aspect, the promoting self-responsibility, promoting safety. I mean, of course, yes, there are problems. There are issues that need to be addressed and are being addressed by the FAA, the DOT right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these legislative bodies are trying to get together and make this happen. It's been happening for a while. As hobbyists, we're waiting to see what the final verdicts are going to be. We're not sure yet.
Right.
The point is, we need to keep this dialogue open, and from our perspective as pilots and recreational users, we need to have a voice. And part of the reason why we're doing this expo is to tell people, hey, you know, drones are good. This is how we use them. We're responsible people, and we promote safety.
Oh, very good. We're speaking with Chris Brand and Kevin Daugherty. They're here representing the F3 Expo, which is happening next week down at the Georgia Dome and Georgia World Congress Center. You can go to their website, f3expo.com, to get tickets or see the agenda. What are you looking forward to the most out of these 3 or 4 days that you're going to be down there, Kevin?
I am most looking forward to just the number of the top pilots that are going to be in this one location, and it's going to be a great opportunity to rub elbows with some of the best pilots around the world, and getting to trade some, like, insider secrets and maybe learn some new things, and also get a chance to prove myself.
All right, so networking, meeting with other like-minded individuals, you're really looking forward to that, will you be presenting down there? What do you got going on?
Okay, so I will be flying in the freestyle competition. I will be also flying in the races, and then on top of that, I'm going to be on a panel discussion for operating your drone safely and within the limits of the law. And so I'm looking forward to you know, the back and forth that that is going to be in that, and helping educate people about what you can and can't do, and hopefully make everybody fly a little bit safer.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I bet there's going to be some great inside information that you can gather from those other like-minded individuals, as well as some of the presenters and agendas going on there. And for you, Chris, any highlights you're looking forward to in this conference coming up next week?
It's tough to say. I'm into the whole thing of it, the whole event structure of just kind of seeing how it all works together with all these great people, all these industry people, really trying to bridge that with the spectators and the general public. And also another thing we got is the Field Day Friday, which is Friday morning. The lots and lots of local school STEM programs, kids coming in to the Dome and to the World Congress Center, meeting the pilots, seeing the technology up close firsthand, and getting to get some hands-on training as well at the same time.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing a lot of different sizes and technologies and of drones and different presentations, all that going on, the racing. I mean, this is going to be a neat event for sure. So we just had another guest slip in here, John Davis. He's also a drone pilot as an attendee for the F3 Expo next week. So, John, thank you for joining us.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, not much. So tell us about your experience with drones, how you maybe first came to become involved with it, and what are you looking forward to next week at the expo?
Well, it's kind of, an involved story, but essentially I was into film, and I started wanting to do aerial shots of things. And can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you not hear yourself?
I can a little bit. But,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to do some aerial shots, so I went out and bought a DJI Phantom, and then I started doing lots of YouTube research, and I found these guys just, like, tearing it through the forest, and I thought it was, like, the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, went that route and never looked back.
So you're more of the videographer side of things.
That's how I started out into it, yeah.
Now you're actually piloting them as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah,
And would you find that experience challenging or you know, hard to get into? Or do you find piloting some of these drones as easy as driving a car?
I would say it's easy as driving a car in terms of the, more of the assistant. They have assisted style drones that will, like, really do a lot of it for you. Just kind of go, okay, I want to go over there, and just like you would in a car.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of stuff we're doing now is really, it's pretty intense in terms of being really and really familiar with, like, physics and how the craft behaves under certain situations. So
yeah, the mechanics of it all,
exactly.
Right? You know, it's kind of going there. But technology is driving this. You know, the software, the piloting skills, all of that. And there's something new almost each and every week, and it's coming from gentlemen like yourselves out there who are immersing themselves as hobbyists, as, you know, maybe semi-professional pilots, and helping develop this technology and then sharing it with others. And that's probably what a lot of listeners may find at the expo next week is the sharing of information. So very good. Again, the expo is next week down at the Georgia Dome and the Georgia World Congress Center. You can go to the website f3expo.com to get your tickets or find the agenda for the conference itself, so you can begin to get involved that way. I've heard this thing called Thunder Drone 500. Can someone explain that to me?
Okay, the Thunder Drone 500 is an enduro-style lap-based race in the Georgia Dome. It's happening Friday, November 13th. Each team, there's multiple teams, I think there's maybe 7 or 8 we got right now, signed up, all sponsored by various, you know, hobby-related industry groups. 100 laps in the Georgia Dome will probably take about 30 to 40 minutes, we're estimating. These things are flying, I don't know, 40, 45 miles, 50 miles an hour in a circle. Each team has 3 to 5 guys on it. And you probably will use about, we're estimating, 30 battery packs to get through the 100 laps. The winner, I believe, is going to win $5,000.
Oh, wow. All right, so this is kind of like NASCAR meets multi-rotor drones.
Exactly.
Right? So there better be some crashes going on, because that's why people watch NASCAR.
And we have we have retrievers, kind of like, what do you call that in tennis? You know, like the ball boys, ball girls. So the retrievers are in the stands looking for the crash drones. And are wearing protective helmets and protective eyewear. So everything is, you know, of course we have safety netting for observers and spectators. So yeah, safety is a main concern here, but yeah, we intend on things crashing.
Yeah, the Thunder Drone 500. That sounds very futuristic and very cool.
So yeah, only one will survive, I think.
Oh, cool. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, ten drones enter, one drone leaves, right?
Something like that. I don't think I've seen anyone else try to do anything quite like this.
Yeah, this is a first. In Atlanta, again, what's really interesting here in Atlanta is that we have some of the top pilots coming out here in the world right now.
And why is that, do you think?
It's in the water.
Is it? Yeah. So Atlanta, you know, I'm born and raised here, and just the industry and everything we see growing here today. I didn't know it was also a hub for drone hobbyists, enthusiasts.
Yeah, it certainly is, and that's why this expo, I mean, to me, is going to be so great, because we have the opportunity now to kind of bring it out on a world level, media wise. There's going to be a lot of media attention coming out of this, I think. We're putting this on an international scale based out of Atlanta.
Very exciting, John. Any highlights for you next week at the event that you're looking forward to?
Honestly, I think. One of the main things I want to get out of this, besides meeting all the different pilots in the world, is bringing positive light to the hobby, because there's a lot of, you know, in the press, there's a lot of negative stuff going on with people with, you know, near collisions with commercial aircrafts and things like that. So
yeah.
I think it'd be really cool just to bring awareness that you know, the what it's really about, you know.
Yeah, no, and the racing element of the thing, I think that's really neat. The general public can really, you know, latch on to that, and maybe you can start a circuit, you know, where there's weekly races, and people can come out and it may be, you know, great spectating.
Well, we do have local clubs here in the Atlanta area that do exactly that on like a weekly or biweekly basis, where they have races at various parks around Atlanta, and hobbyists come out, and we're just doing it on a bigger scale and drawing more people from around the country and around the world, in fact, to this event.
Interesting. And so say I'm really interested in becoming a drone hobbyist. What would you recommend be my first step, you know, as far as getting out there and getting some experience? You know, or do I go straight to buying the drone and just start flying it and learn all my see my pants?
Well, I think a great place to start would be F3 Expo next week. Clearly.
Good answer.
Because you're going to get a chance to learn all of the answers to these questions and see a lot of the entry points, whether you're going to come in from the a DJI Phantom, or like I did with like a very small, you know, the size smaller than the palm of your hand sized multi-rotor, just to fly around the house and have fun. All of these are great ways, and there's numerous products and to start out with, but a great entry point would be F3 Expo, because
I would be able to learn about
all of these things.
I should be able to buy a drone there.
Yes.
Get educated there, as well as talk to, you know, experienced individuals like yourself who could answer some questions about where I should begin.
Absolutely.
Great. So, Chris,
go ahead. I was going to say, I think the key thing that Kevin mentioned is finding your entry point. For a lot of guys, you know, we've been talking a lot about the racing element and going fast and aggressive and extreme, but you know, for a lot of guys, taking aerial photography of houses and, you know, nature and you know, just trying to set up a really nice, beautiful aerial shot is what they're going for. So we have panels on that as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. My friend is really into drones, and he is a fisherman, goes offshore, catches big fish, and he likes to fly the drone around the boat to kind of spot where the bait may be and go out there. But then when you get hooked up, he likes to, you know, take pictures from the video perspective or photography perspective of, you know, the catch and everything. And then his problem, though, is then the editing, the putting it together, the movie, all that. And John, from your perspective, what are your thoughts along that?
Well, I think that's one of the things that makes this really unique is the fact that it's just more than piloting a drone, is that there's the editing aspect and just the creativity behind it. I think is really exciting.
Putting a GoPro on there and doing some video, and then going home and, you know, tweaking that video to you know, make it fun to watch and interesting, and so there's a lot of back end post production stuff that can go on with some of these drone videos that you're making. So very cool. So again, the F3 Expo next week down at the Georgia Dome. Go to F3Expo.com for more information on that. We're talking with Chris Brand, Kevin Daugherty, and John Davis, who are all going to be there next week. So if you see them on the convention floor, make sure you reach out to them, and I'm sure they will be happy to ask your questions. And some of the presenters out there, anyone jumping off the page to you that will be speakers or companies or manufacturers of drones that are going to be out there?
Well, one of the panels that I'm also excited to go in here is Chad Capper, who's an individual that started up one of my favorite YouTube channels called Flight Test, which was also one of my entry points into the RC side. he is going to be there talking about starting up your own drone-based business. So I'm really interested to hear what he's going to have to say from the business side of this.
Drone-based business. And that can go in many directions.
Well, it could be anything from video production to agricultural to aerial photography, real estate. I mean, the sky's the limit. There's so many various applications that are out there that it just boggles the mind.
And one that's all in the current news is the delivery of goods out there. That so do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing? What's your professional opinion on that?
I welcome new and emerging technologies. I think it's going to be very interesting times in how the FAA is going to regulate the use of drones for delivery, because it falls outside of the parameters that they have set up to this point, because the technology is moving so fast. So it's really just going to be a wait and see where they land on all of these regulations.
Yeah, and it's up to the FAA, you know, our legislators to all come together and put some common sense rules and regulations out there to keep people safe, but let business thrive as well, because, you know, we here at Business Radio X are pro-business, so we want to see this happen. But thinking about my house in particular, I don't really have a place to drop off a package. I mean, they'd have to fly around the backyard and come down around, put it on the back deck. That's the only safe place I would be able to do that. So, but I'm sure they'll figure all that out.
Yeah, that's the whole logistics side for Google and Amazon to come up with an answer for.
Right. And so you can get tickets for this event for one day or the multiple days. You have child prices as well as teen prices. Also, there's some add-ons things. If you want to enter the photography contest, there's a videography contest, or you want to enter the racing competition, the individual FPV racing competition. What does FPV stand for?
FPV is first person view.
That's
putting yourself into the cockpit of the flying craft. So you're seeing what it sees.
And that can be any drone, like you said, a handheld small size one up to a larger size one, but it's how it's piloted is really a distinction there.
Correct.
FPV. And what other types of drones are there?
I mean, besides the very small racing ones where, you know, we're talking on up to really large scale industrial things.
Like,
I mean,
how large? Like as big as a bus? Or smaller?
Not military size.
Yeah,
that's a whole other conversation. Okay. I mean, yeah. I think in terms of the expo here, what we're dealing with is probably up to an octocopter that would be holding a DSLR camera, like a fairly large, well, I'd say mid-sized camera, mm-hmm. not a full movie setup. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that would be something that would, you know, we're talking about an octocopter that would lift 15, 20 pounds of payload, yeah.
And that's probably the maximum size that a hobbyist or enthusiast could get into.
Yeah, basically.
You know, and not have to worry about being regulated by the FAA. Now, what's like the furthest away it can fly from you? Do you have to be in eyesight with one of these?
Visual line of sight is the regulation. And also, since the expo is focused on the hobby side of things, another limitation is that it has to be less than 55 pounds. So that would also limit you and why you're not going to see anything the size of, say, a Predator or anything mm-hmm. crazy.
Okay. And then the expo itself, this is the first year?
Yes.
And then where do you see it going from this year? Will there be another one next year in Atlanta? Are you looking to do it in other cities?
That's being discussed. I mean, of course, this is kind of like a prototype, and we're gauging public reaction. We're going to see how it all flows and what the interest is. I think the interest is only going to grow. So I definitely foresee more in the future.
Yeah, no doubt. And so there's plenty of opportunities for sponsors or partners to get involved out there. And maybe they want to exhibit some of their technology alongside the drones, or maybe they're, you know, part of the manufacturing of the drones itself.
Yeah, of course. I think the sky's the limit as far as the synergy that's being created on the business applications. So people, I think, will come up with new ideas. They'll innovate new technologies along with this, and compatible technologies that can be served through using drones as a proxy even. Anything can happen, I think.
No, I think it's really cool that it's a multi-day event as well. You see a lot of conferences is just for an afternoon or maybe the entire day. But this is going on for four full days, right? So there's that much interest, there's that much activities, and that much to share for the general public to warrant those 4 days. So that's going to be an incredible weekend of hands-on forums and activities, racing, networking, and probably the after parties are going to be pretty cool too, right?
Yeah, that's something else we're looking forward to.
I'm sure. You know, any time that you get a lot of like-minded individuals together, cool things happen in some of those after parties. So So looking forward to hearing more about that. We welcome you guys to come back into the studio, maybe after the event, give us some post thoughts on what may happen or what you experienced down there. And certainly if you have one coming up next year here in Atlanta, we can be out there on site, Business Radio X. We do some remote broadcasting, and we'd love to be part of that as well. So certainly encourage our listeners to get signed up. Go to the website, f3expo.com. The event is November 12th through the 15th. You can get your tickets. You can get involved with some of the racing or just be out there educating yourself on the world of drones itself. So so Chris Brand, Kevin Daugherty, John Davis have been joining us here today. You can find them down there at the event next week. John, for you, question would be, you know, when you're not out there videoing and using drones or you're not attending expos, what other things do you like to do in your off time to keep you motivated, inspired, or are you just 100% drones all the time?
Usually, I'm repairing.
Okay.
So that's kind of another aspect to it is, you know, you're out there pushing yourself and trying to test the limits of what you can do with these things. And we usually end up having a repair a session.
Okay.
I also play piano and build wings and all kinds of stuff. So
build wings?
Yeah, they're like foam. They're also FPV crafts, but they fly like a plane.
I see. So a different type of drone.
Yeah.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. Yeah. So they're just different structure and components of that drone. So if you could figure out how to play drones and play piano at the same time, you know, I'm sure you'd be happy, man.
I think you could do that.
Yeah, yeah, right on.
Maybe if I could play with my feet.
Certainly, yeah. You'd be a talented man, for sure. And Chris, what about you? Any outside interests out there in the world other than drones? Or again, are you 100% drones all the time?
Yeah, I'm kind of 100% drone lifestyle right now because I come from a music background. And so I'm you know, I'm composing music and involving music in the videos that I'm shooting. And it all kind of ties in together. Like, for instance, with the freestyle event that we're doing, it's, of course, there's a lot of music involved in that too. So yeah, to me, it's an all-arounded thing that's converging.
Yeah, and you're bringing a lot of different elements personally and professionally and, you know, enthusiastically to this drone element. So so certainly keep up the good work, and thank you for sharing here today. And for you, any last-minute thoughts that you have or anything outside of the drone world that you like to be involved with?
I am pretty much 100% drone as well.
Okay.
And it has a tendency to just take over, and I was always into photography prior, and so the video editing and really coming up with a unique vision for what you're going to do, and then not only having to go out there and execute the flying and the maneuvers, but then being able to come back to the house, to your computer, and put the video together to execute that vision. It's the music as well. I play guitar, and so you've also got to come up with your music selection and make everything match.
That's pretty cool.
It's a very involved process.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of layers to it that you can
absolutely,
you know, stay involved with. So any thoughts on where you may see this whole drone technology go next year, 2016, and beyond?
Well, the technology just keeps getting better and better. Like every week there's some new product on the market, whether it's a new motor or a new frame, they're constantly getting better. And every week there's a new guy showing up at the local flying field that's just getting into it. It's a very, very fast growing hobby and sport. And so I'm looking forward to more competitors and more interest and just having a bigger community out there enjoying these.
Where is the local flying field here in Atlanta?
A lot of people fly at a park called Brook Run.
Over in Dunwoody.
Yeah. That's a very popular area to go fly. Pretty much anywhere where you can find a field that is not full of people, we will go and fly.
Is there a website that somebody could find or can get a calendar of events of some of these weekend activities, or how could someone kind of get connected through the web?
I guess you could try it. The Facebook group is very active. It's Atlanta FPV if you do a search for that.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, just join the group and see what's going on, get some pictures or see some videos of what's going on out there, or find the next local event that you can get involved with. I think
absolutely,
that's great. So certainly encourage our listeners to go out there, learn more yourself. You can go to the expo next week, November 12th through the 15th, f3expo.com for more information. So thank you, gentlemen, for taking time out of your day here today, joining us here on Atlanta Business Radio Spotlight episode. And we look forward to hearing more great things from you, the expo, and drones in general as we go forward in 2016. So if you're out there and your company is doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, please reach out to us directly on the contact page on the website, businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.